This was it. The big story that Marco had been waiting his entire career for. He'd been stuck in a rut, covering small local interest stories about the annual Christmas pageant or dog owner look-alike contests. But he finally had something meaty. This wasn't just a local story. This was something that could get him noticed on national papers. If things went really well, he might even be able to milk a book deal out of it.
Martha Turner, the famed bank robber, among the most prolific in the history of the country, lived right off the coast. And what's more, she granted Marco an interview, an exclusive interview. She'd done her time and couldn't be tried again, so now she was willing to tell everything. All the exciting details of what it was like to live the life of Bonnie without the clown.
The real money in bank robberies didn't come from robberies anymore. You'd always end up returning that. It came from telling your story afterwards. The audience for true crime had become insatiable, and Martha knew that.
She figured she would have been caught after the first couple of robberies, but she just had a knack for it. And so, when she got out of jail and put on house arrest after just a few months of excellent behavior, and some mild bribery, she had just enough money to live off of for a while. But it wouldn't last forever. She was hoping a decent writer would help her write a book, and she could live off the sales of that for the foreseeable future. And a few articles in the local paper made it clear that Marco was the man for the job. No matter how small the story, he had a knack for words. He was going to be her ticket to complete financial independence, without having to work another day of her life. What she hadn't counted on was what he would look like. Weren't writers supposed to be scrawny and goofy looking? This man was Clark Kent, with his broad frame and imposing yet protective figure. He even had those thick-rimmed glasses, which sat comfortably on his perfectly angular face. And coming off of a long, dry spell in prison, she knew right away that she'd be powerless to resist him.
He extended his hand. Was that the proper greeting for a criminal mastermind? Regardless, her photos didn't do her justice. She was drop-dead gorgeous.
He had a firm handshake and gave her a comforting smile, letting his beautiful eyes shine through those glasses. Of the two of them, she might be the bank robber, but he was well on the path to stealing her heart.
She led him to a couch in her living room, where she sat across from him, so close that their knees were nearly touching. Him in his work clothes and her in a robe, smelling fresh from the shower, with nothing underneath. Was there subtext to her words? Or was that just the way she spoke? In the name of professionalism, Marco assumed the latter.
Martha looked at him with a smile and paused just long enough. Her interest was no longer with the interview. At the moment, she had more pressing desires.
She had a look in her eyes that was downright hypnotic. He understood how she could rob banks so easily. Had she asked, he would have handed over his wallet, his keys, and, hell, his ATM PIN number. Was it his imagination, or was she getting closer to him?
There was a slight redness in his cheeks. He was blushing, and she was absolutely giddy with excitement.
He felt her knee press against his, ever so slightly, leaning into him as her face approached his. Marco stayed perfectly still, allowing her closer and closer to him until their lips were practically touching.
He was putty in her hands. This was so much more fun than robbing banks, and nobody could throw her in jail for this.
Marco noticed the silence. He hadn't answered her question. She leaned forward into him, kissing him with a passion that could only come from the thrill of breaking the rules. Her body leaned against his as he brought his back against the couch, letting her sit on his lap as he put his arms around her and kissed back.
He was an amazing kisser.
Each time their mouths met, it filled Marco with more and more desire for her.
And Martha had forgotten what it was like to be with a man, let alone a man as sexy as Marco. She missed it more than she could have possibly imagined.
Marco was taken off guard when, for a moment, the bank robber stopped and seemed to be amused by a thought. The smile that formed in her face was irresistible. Marco couldn't take it anymore. He brought his hands forward and pulled her robe open, revealing her two perfect breasts. He kissed them as he felt her back arch up in pleasure against his arms.
Marco had abandoned whatever caution he may have exhibited when he walked through the door. It was clear he wanted her as much as she wanted him.
Marco felt her hands on his chest as they sought out the buttons, where she eagerly undid one at a time.
The feeling of his skin against hers was electrifying. She allowed the robe to fall to the floor, then knelt down on top of it. To say it was impressive would be an understatement. It was thick and hard and filled her mouth completely.
She took his full girth and used her tongue expertly. As she satiated herself on him, he looked down at her perfect beauty and he almost couldn't stand it. She was incredible.
She released him from her tight lips and looked up at him.
There was a devilish look in her eyes. It sure was. Marco regretted all the times that he had played by the rules when he could have been having something like this instead.
Of course not. This was so much better. But she wanted more. She always wanted more.
She stood up and turned around, kneeling onto the coffee table in front of her, shaking her ass in his face. He stood up and he grabbed her hips, and then he eased his way into her wetness.
Once inside, he thrust it hard into her, over and over and over again. He was going to make her orgasm. She had no doubt about that, but she wasn't ready yet. She wanted to hold it inside as long as she could, until she had no choice but to let it out.
He fit perfectly into her body, and they were in sync with each other. Even as he began to perspire and need more breath to keep going, he had no desire to stop. It was as if the two of them had been made for each other.
And as much as Martha wanted to keep going, the climax building inside her was too strong, and she had no choice but to surrender to the release.
Thank you.